sick. I might have to take my guitar off of this one. For a country to which I never been before.
Well, good morning, everybody. Monday morning, that is. Welcome to Coffee Talk with CA here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 in downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio. I've got a great topic that we're going to talk on today. It's going to be how are God's promises, yes and amen, even when he tells us no. You're going to love that. That was Jason Crabb and Beulah Land. We're going to be playing one more Jason Crabb song here in just a little bit. But I want to remind you, as always, if you have a prayer request that you want to put on an email and send it to me, I'll get it and we'll pray for you, okay? My email address is mornings, that's ending in an S, brew at gmail.com. I've had some people say when they send me an email, it gets kicked back. Well, let me repeat that again for you. Morningsbrew at gmail.com. On the heading, if you could just put prayer requests, and then just put who you want the prayer request for, your name and your state, or go anonymous, or unspoken prayer request. We can do that just as well. Also, like me on my Facebook page a lot of times. Well, we haven't done here a lot here lately because my son's getting married. In about 2.5 weeks, I'll be gaining a daughter-in-law. So how about that? That's going to be exciting. Something new in my life at 55, almost 56 years old. So Christina, Cody and Christina, they're going to be getting married here on April the 1st, April Fool's Day, a day before my daughter's birthday. So what an exciting time. Very happy for them. I'm trying to get preps ready. There's going to be a point where I'm probably not going to be on the air for a few days. And that's simply because we're getting ready, getting preps ready for Cody's wedding. And Christina's wedding, too, as well. Better throw her in the mix. Anyway, like me on my Facebook page, will you? The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I want you to check that like button. I do live casts from time to time. Actually, I did a lot more last year than I have done this year. But, you know, I'm planning on getting things revamped back up, kind of changing our programming a little bit. I sometimes do that every quarter. So, but anyway, just wanted to give you an update on that. Today, we're going to be in the 70s all week long. It's going to be beautiful weather. We have some thunderstorms kind of coming out in the afternoon out here in Fort Worth. But I'll tell you what, is everybody getting used to this daylight savings time? Let me share something with you. I slept 10 hours on top of taking a nap yesterday. Okay, you ready for this? 2.5 hours. So I've caught up with about 13 hours of rest, drinking coffee, and I'm feeling good. And I love each and every one of you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Feel free to share my podcast anytime and subscribe to any one of my channels. You know, let me repeat that. Apple Music, that's one of our, we've been on Apple Podcasts, and I should say Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and our newest one, well, I say our newest one, been on it a year and a half, Amazon Music. You can also listen to me on your television. How about that? Or Alexa, Amazon Alexa. Or Google, whatever they call the thing. I don't happen to have one, but just tell me. I'm going to search up the Morning Brew. I got about 600 and I think this number is 639, maybe 640 episodes. We'll go all the way through it. You won't ever get bored, okay, unless I put you to sleep. All right, well, let's do a Jason Crab, then we'll start on our coffee talk with CA. So get your coffee ready and one of my favorite songs, Just As I Am.
Just as I am. say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. Just as I am, in the good, in the bad, you still understand.
Just as I am, that great version from Jason Crabb. Oh boy, how much we love him. All right, well today I'm going back to my biblical archives. Even after 10 hours of rest, probably the best I've slept in a long time. We're going to talk about how are God's promises yes and amen, even when he tells us no. This morning on my edition of Coffee Talk with CA. Friends, remembering God's promises can give us hope anytime. But when we've prayed for help, when something and God's response is no, we wonder why. Well, if you go and you notate in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, proclaims, for no matter how many promises God has made, there are yes in Christ, and so through him in the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. So my question that I want y'all to think about this is, how are God's promises yes, even when he tells us no, sometimes in response to our prayers? Well, the Bible statement, friends, that the promises of God are yes and amen challenges us to strengthen our faith in circumstances where our prayers aren't answered as we had hoped. So here is why we can always rely on God's promises. I'm going to help you out on that. And how to do so no matter what, okay? Question comes to mind is, what does the Bible tell us about God's promises? Well, the Bible tells us that God will always keep his promises to his people. Amen? Amen. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your domain endures through all generations. Psalms 145 verse 13 says, the Lord, that's what Psalms 145 and verse 13 says in Scripture. Now, the book of Joshua, chapter 23 and verse 14, Scripture says, the Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. None of God's promises ever fail. Remember that. I would highlight and circle Joshua, chapter 13, in verse 14, and you may want to share it with people that are down and out in situations. Now, you know with all of your heart and soul that no one of all the good promises of the Lord your God gave you has ever failed. You know as much as I do. Every promise has been fulfilled. Now, it may not be fulfilled today. It may not be fulfilled tomorrow. It may be 10 or 20 years from now. You see, God is never in a hurry. It's in his timing. But not one of his promises have ever failed. You see, God makes a minion of promises throughout the Bible, if you read Scripture through a lot of it. And here are some key promises along with one example verse associated with each of them. Learn more by studying Scripture when you're indulging into the Bible about each type of God's promise. Now, there are many promises of God to explore. Examples include God's promising to... And you know what? I'm going to read these short little scriptures and make note of it, or you may want to go back to the podcast and you'll understand it a little more, okay? To be present with us, the book of Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Love us, the book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 9. Forgive us in the book of 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. Save us, John 3:16, as we all know. Change us for the better, that's in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Guides us with wisdom, the good book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 10. Inspires us with awe and wonder, find that in the book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse 43. He gives us peace, book of John, chapter 14, verse 27. He sends us joy, Book of Psalms, chapter 16, verse 11, provides us with all of our needs. Amen. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19 empowers us to serve. Go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, and leads us in a hopeful future. The book of Jeremiah, famous verse, chapter 29, verse 11. You see, friend, the Bible urges us to pay attention to God's promises and respond to them with faithful trust. In fact, if you go to the book of Psalms, I know I'm giving you a lot of scriptures on my notes. Psalms chapter 85, verse 8, scripture says, I will listen to what God, the Lord, says. His promises peace to his people, his faithful servants. But let them not to turn fully. Now also, when Paul wrote in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, encourages us to respond to God's promises by pursuing holiness God calls us to pursue. Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates our body and our spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. You can also go to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, and you read verses, scripture verses 3 and 4. It assures us that God has given us all we need to live faithfully in response to his promises. You see, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him. In fact, he had called us to be his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his great, very great and precious promises. Always remember that. So that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped corruption in this world caused by evil desires. So the Bible includes many promises from God, and it encourages us to respond to God faithfully. Amen? Promises by living faithfully, pursuing the holiness that comes by trusting God and following where God leads. Now, another question that comes to mind is how the promises of God are yes and amen, even when he tells us no. We need to make an important decision between God keeping his promises and God agreeing to our personal desires. We can count on God keeping every single one of his promises that makes to us in the Bible. However, we shouldn't expect God to grant all of these personal desires when we pray. We need to keep in mind that God considers our request and ordinance with what is truly best for us and other people. You see, friends, only God, who has an ultimate perspective of all of our souls, knows what is the wisest way to answer any particular prayer. God tells us in the book of Isaiah, notate this, chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, for our thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declare the Lord. All of the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. You see, when God responds to one of our prayers by saying no, that doesn't mean that he is not keeping his promises to us. It simply means that God is choosing not to grant that specific request we pray about at this time. Friends, you want to keep in mind that God has not changed his answer to yes in better timing, and he may continue to say no in any case. God calls us to trust that he will do what is best for me and you and everybody, even when it's not what we like. And there's been situations, I'm going to pause on my notes, that I've been wanting a yes and he tells me a no. But I will not bicker with what my Heavenly Father tells me. I will go and guide with what he tells me, because maybe he's protecting us in a particular situation. Think about that. Okay? And then later on, he may tell you yes. Just keep that in mind. Or what we understand. You see, prayer always works in the sense that God always answers our prayers. He really does. However, we cannot convince God to answer our prayers in a particular way. In fact, Jesus tells us in the book of John, chapter 16 and verse 33, in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Jesus is promising us that he will give us peace in our fallen world. Amen? Amen. But he isn't promising to help us avoid trouble. In fact, it's just the opposite. You see, Jesus is guaranteeing to us that we will experience trouble in this world. However, there is no challenge we will ever face that is beyond God's power to overcome, thanks to Jesus. Redemptive work. This is one of God's certain promises. Though our relationships, friends, with Jesus, we are connected as beneficiaries of God's promises together. In fact, if you go to the book of Galatians chapter 3, and you read verses 28 to 29, proclaims there is neither Jew or Gentile, neither slave or free, nor is there male or female, for you all are one in Christ. You belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs, according to the purpose, the wonderful promise God has made in his ancient patriarch Abraham. You can read the whole entire book of Genesis chapter 17 and encounter a lot through that. That God will provide in all circumstances, he applies to everyone that shows in faith to God through Jesus. I will always keep my promises I have made to you and your descendants, because I am your God and their God, God says in the book of Genesis chapter 17 and verse 7. So the promises of God are yes and amen, even when he tells us no, because we are confidentially rely on God's fulfilling his promises to us. Now, we can say yes by trusting to God that will keep us his biblical promises in our relationships with him, or we can say amen, which means so be it or truly, by living faithfully, incorporating God's promises into our daily lives. So the next thing that comes to mind is how to trust God's promises and answers. Well, friends, we can trust in God's promises and answers by trusting God in faithfulness to us and by choosing to be faithful to him. You see, a faithful person will be richly blessed. Let me repeat, a faithful person will be richly blessed. The book of Wisdom, studied that and preached on it. The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 20, assures us. Now, well-being research supports the truth. Just know that. People who choose to be faithful report being more satisfied with their lives than those who don't. One study found who gave faithful attention to God through worship communities felt fulfilled as a result, and their satisfaction increased as their faithful worship practices increase. So when we pray, we need to go out on our own agendas and welcome God to answer our prayers, however is truly the best way. We can be assured that in Christ, friends, that all God's promises will be fulfilled in our lives. By trusting in God's promises and answers means saying amen to whatever he chooses to do through us and walk in faith with him. We can say amen by surrendering our will to God's will in every situation and wait with perseverance for God to fulfill his promises in all circumstances. Regardless of how God answers our individual prayers, God is trustworthy in all circumstances. If we have relationships with God through Christ, we can live a full assured that God will fulfill every single one of his biblical promises in our lives no matter what. So the conclusion part I want you to remember is the promises of God are yes and amen because God faithfully keeps his promises even where he says no to some of our prayers. Go to the book of Hebrews when you get a chance. Read chapter 10, verse 23. That encourages us. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who has promised is faithful. We can rely on God's faithfulness to us, so let's respond with faithfulness to him and hold on to in all situations that will give us God's promises to be fulfilled in our lives. I hope through my biblical archives and my biblical notes on that will give you some perspective on Coffee Talk with CA on a Monday, being March the 12th, 2022. Is how are God's promises yes and amen even when God tells us no? You see, through it all, he's going to answer, like I said, he's going to answer these prayers that you need and I need. A lot of times it's not, and let me just say this before I play the last song in closing on Coffee Talk with CA. A lot of times we can get frustrated. Even being God's child, we can be frustrated. I will tell you, not particular situations, But I would say, God, I just don't understand. Why is all this happening? Why? Well, as a Christian, if you go back, and I've preached on it before, and I've talked about it, we've teached on it, being a Christian is not the easiest road to be on. However, it's the greatest, the richest, number one way to get to heaven and be with Him, your Creator, our God, my God, your God. You know, you look at Ukraine, you look what's going on with those people, the bravery they're fighting for their country. And they've lost souls out there. And God's had His hand. I can literally see, we can't literally see, but you can literally tell the resistance that Russia's kind of going through right now, because even though they're pushing through very slowly in some areas, I don't know how this outcome is going to turn out. I pray for peace. But I will tell you this, that God has got something going on to where He's kind of pushing some areas back to where, I mean, I can't go into, we're never going to be able to go into God and say, hey, you know, how's all this going to come out? Only He knows. This is His world. It ain't Russia man's world. It's His world. And we're here to live it, to love, serve Him, number one, and keep Him first place in our lives. But also, we're here to be happy, to have happiness, to find joy. And even in situations to where your amen may be a no, or it may be a yes, always remember that prayer will be answered in His timing. All right, well, let's close out on Coffee Talk with CA with this song, Believer. And my friend Rhett Walker.
I have joy through the
My friend Rip Walker, absolutely. I am a believer just like you are, my friend. And thank you, gang, for listening to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on a Monday. I know I haven't done it in a while. Coffee Talk with CA. I really hope, and before we close out in prayer, we definitely want to continue to pray for Ukraine. There's people that are still sick. They haven't really mentioned much about the COVID. That's kind of laying low a little bit. But they are ramping back up on the other side of the country with COVID. So a new variant, that's just the way we're going to be living our lives, unfortunately, till God puts an end to this or he comes back. I have no idea. I've had people email me, hey, can you give me an answer? I can't give you an answer. See, God holds the key to everything. He holds the key to your future. He holds the key to your life. He is the Alpha. That's the beginning of your life. The Omega. You know, he is the end. He is. And when this whole world ends, every knee, regardless of whether you're, well, you definitely want to be a Christian. If you're a non-Christian, trust me, you will bow down to the Heavenly Father. And then, you know, you don't want to be cast down to a bottomless pit without knowing him. He loves you. And you come with a simple, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, just a simple childlike faith. And if I can help you, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or Facebook message me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. There you go. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I pray as we venture out on a Monday that everybody has a great day at work. We also pray for Ukraine. God, I just pray for your continual hands of protection on them, the loss of life. Oh my goodness, the families that have lost kids. Can only imagine loved ones out there. God, we just pray for your touch on Ukraine and your hand, the continual hands on Ukraine. We pray for peace, Father God. Also, Jesus, we pray for the people that are sick, that aren't feeling well. The COVID starting to revamp up on the other side of the world. Just our normal norm, it seems like. But God, you know the outcome on everything. We're not going to worry. We're not going to stress today about everything. We know that you've got us in the palm of your hands. And just like I taught on today, our answer may not be yes, it may be no, but you always have a reason, and eventually we'll get answers that we need. And I pray that anybody struggling right now financially or just anything, God, that you just help them out. Be with us, we pray. And all God's people say, come in united, amen. We give you the praise and the glory. Okay, guys, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Saddling up, getting ready to leave beautiful Faith Studio 1 in downtown Fort Worth. It's still dark out there. Ooh. This new daylight savings time, but thank you, Jesus, for 10 hours of rest, total of 13 hours. Remember that the sun does rise on the other side. I want you to enjoy life, too. L-I-F-E. Give me that exclamation point. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk soon. Bye for now.